If I'm right, the way this reads to me is the bankers have decided that Trump's their man to get the control grid for them. You know, if you look at the other faction, they can't, you know, they're not going fast enough. They're not making headway. So they're going to use Trump to get the control grid. So they're going to back him for president. That's what I believe happened. So, and if you look at the speed that they're moving to build the control grid, it's astonishing. So, Stargate, of course, is to put the data centers in place. The challenge you've got in an all digital financial or transaction system is the energy usage is frightening. I mean, I don't see how we get from here to there because I think the energy use, unless you finally bring in breakthrough energy, which they could do if they had complete control, I don't see how it works. There's one article in February in Bloomberg saying Texas for its data centers was going to need 30 new nukes. Right. Can you imagine? So, yeah, and they want to remember BlackRock wants to move the stock exchange down there. So, anyway, so Stargate, within a couple days of the new administration, they announced $500 billion for data centers, right? And then the continuation of mRNA injections, which, of course, I believe is the Internet of Bodies. So if you don't understand what I mean by that, go. Purdue has the center on the Internet of Bodies in their engineering school. So
I've
go.
been writing about this.
So they announce, okay, data centers and Internet of Bodies. Okay, so that's the first thing. Then they're pushing the digital ID like crazy, and they just did a new executive order pushing the digital ID. They're trying to get everybody on the real ID system. So the first thing you need is that digital ID, but then you need the data center infrastructure to back up and deal with all the data. Okay, now in the meantime, another very key thing you need is you need the central bankers to control fiscal policy, which means you have to finish destroying the civil service. And I would say DOGE is, you know, they are working hard to do that. DOGE is a much more complicated story. They're trying to get the current expenditures down. And if you're going to go from a unipolar model to a multipolar model, there's all sorts of expenses that are a total waste. So DOGE is trying to cut expenses and I think engineer a switch to corporate contractors running everything in the civil service, basically not being there to implement congressional will. So you're moving fiscal policy into the control of the bankers. And as a practical matter, it's pretty far that way now because we're running at such big deficits. You know, the minute the central bankers decide to turn off the money, everything stops. So Trump is completely dependent on two characters. He's completely dependent on the central banking system and the Fed, you know, for his day-to-day provision to run the government. But from everything we can tell, this group is totally reporting to the Netanyahu syndicate. And I won't call them Israel because, you know, poor Israel, they're, you know, if you think we have a tapeworm, they've got the tapeworm par excellence. So, you know, Netanyahu and his syndicate, if you look at what he did during the pandemic, he was killing more Israelis than, you know, Palestinians. So, you know, that syndicate appears to be in total control day to day to day. And my concern is, you know, Netanyahu wants Trump to engineer a war with Iran, and it looks like they're trying.
It does look that way.
And I, for the life of me, I don't see how they win. I think whatever they do, they're unless they have a pretend war, which, you know, Trump has been known to do, then, you know, if you try to have a real war, since you can't put boots on the ground, you're going to lose. And if you lose, I can see how it makes the neocons more powerful in terms of economic plunder. But the only way, you know, your next step, you have two choices. You can, because the East-West strategy failed, you didn't implode Russia. Now you've got to get Canada, Greenland, and Panama because if you can't go east-west, you're going to go north-south. So Trump is being very open about educating the American people about, you know, what you need to keep the model going. If, you know, but while you do that, their plan is clearly to plunder their own populations. They've been plundering all around the world, and now they're ready to plunder certainly the U.S. big time. So they are, they part of what Doge is they're just going in and stealing the data. I mean, that data to Musk's XAI and X, he's out in the market raising capital for those things now, and stealing all that data and putting it in his AI is dramatically would skyrocket the capital value of that stock. So I think they're just privatizing. They if you look at the 21 trillion, they've stolen everything you can kind of steal with the money, or a lot. But now you can steal the data and the land and mineral resources. So I think they're going to plunder the balance sheet. That's what they're doing. I think they're working on a plunder plan. Now, will they get away with it? I don't know.